This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today for this VMware VDI podcast. This is the second in a series of podcasts covering a number of different topics that relate to VDI or virtual desktop infrastructure. I am Tyler T-Rex Rohr with the Enterprise Desktop team here at VMware, and I'm psyched to have with me Todd Dayton, VDI guru and desktop system specialist here at VMware. And Todd, hey, I wanted to thank you for joining me today. You know, desktop virtualization is kind of a red-hot topic out there, and I know that VMware is excited to extend the domain knowledge and investments and benefits that our customers are seeing in virtualization, kind of extended out and around their desktops. You're out there on the front lines every day, and there's like 550 million desktops deployed in America. Why are so many companies interested in VDI?
Well, it's actually pretty interesting, Tyler. So while there have been a lot of desktops out there in the world for a long time, the ways that you manage them and the things that you really do with those desktops have pretty much remained the same for the last 15, almost 20 years now. So we see a lot of companies that are out there that have tons of different desktops, but they struggle with the different hardware configurations. They struggle with kind of the tightly integrated components with the applications, OSs being locked to those specific builds. It really becomes kind of a management nightmare. And with today's kind of remote computing environments where you have branch offices, you have people that would like to work from home, and the support mechanisms really become very difficult. So with virtual desktop pieces and virtualizing desktops as a whole, it really gives most of these companies the capability to pull these systems back into centralized controlled locations. So really being able to say, we're going to take this desktop environment and we're going to really bring it back to a place where we have sophisticated IT folks that can really take a look at these. And that really provides a lot of kind of core benefits there around management, and also helps to kind of simplify the hardware support model too. So when you look at virtualization as a whole, really we can cut everything down to just one driver set, one disk driver, one video driver, and all of those pieces. It really allows you to have a lot more simplified image management technology, as well as bringing everything back to the back end.
It sounds like, you know, when we're talking about VDI, there's definitely different components, right, that make this solution work. So I know that VMware, we announced the general availability of VDI as kind of a SKUed product back in January. What are the parts? What are the moving parts?
Well, it's pretty interesting. So all of these technologies can really be layered on top of the existing VMware components. So we've got our standard VI3, the infrastructure, the ESX pieces that a lot of folks are already familiar with. And then with VDM, we basically layer on some administrative interfaces to make it much easier for people to manage their desktops. So we can basically build up templates. We can automatically create those different desktop systems without having to have people doing all those things manually. And that involves kind of what we call a connection broker or a connection manager server that lets you point all your users to one place. And that lets you really kind of target everybody together. There's other pieces as well, a security server that encrypts things. There's a VDM agent that lets us track what's going on the back end, and various sets of clients that really lets you connect with whatever you've got, whether that's a PC, a Mac, or a thin client.
Okay, so, you know, historically then, I know that there, you know, have been a number of different ways that customers have done that previously. So it sounds a teeny bit similar to kind of server-based computing or terminal services, and it almost sounds like it's eerily familiar to the old mainframe days. Maybe, you know, walk us through how it is a little bit different from server-based computing or mainframes.
Sure, and I think in a lot of ways, technology is kind of a pendulum that swings back and forth. For a long time in the 70s, we had a lot of mainframe technology that gave a lot of centralized control, but didn't really give a user experience that was ideal. As we move forward, we move PCs to the edge, which really gave individuals the ability to have a desktop experience that they really like and was tailored to them. But it really kind of took away a lot of the control from IT folks. So what we really see with virtual desktops is bringing back that centralized management, while at the same time providing folks with that nice front end that they're already familiar with that's working great for them. And when you look at it compared to other server-based computing technologies, while there are a lot of things that are similar, we bring that standard Windows XP or Windows Vista environment that users are already familiar with to, you know, really prevent any retraining or those kind of things as well. So I think it really kind of brings the best of both worlds to bear.
So I'm going to put on my technical hat for a second, which can be completely dangerous from time to time, but I want to be candid for a second. Are there specific, you know, use cases or specific parts of the technology where there might be challenges for customers that are thinking about, you know, moving towards a virtual desktop infrastructure?
Sure. So desktop systems are very complicated. And in most environments, we don't see one solution that really kind of fits the bill for every single thing. VDI is really no exclusion from that, if you will. And there are a couple target areas that can be difficult for us. Very super high latency locations, you know, generally speaking, that's not going to be a good fit.
You mean like overseas?
overseas, especially across the Pacific over kind of public internet links, those can be especially challenging. Also, 3D accelerated graphics for high-end engineering type users can be difficult. And there are some challenges as well around kind of two-way audio too. But there's really a renaissance in these technologies lately with a lot of different companies, and there's a lot of folks that are pushing forward hard with the tech to get these problems solved.
Cool. So if I'm a customer and, you know, I've been listening to this podcast or any of the ones in our series, I'm interested, you know, I think I understand it. I see how it might fit into my organization. What's kind of the first step? I mean, you're out there talking to these customers every day. Is it kind of, you know, an assessment, need gathering? You know, what are they doing to kind of dip their toe in the pool, so to speak?
Sure. So, you know, an assessment and just a kind of a quick way to look at it, especially if you've already got some ESX or some VI3 in-house in your environment, is to do what I call the two-hour POC. Take an existing desktop that you've got today, use our free VMware converter tool to turn that into a virtual machine, and connect remotely to it using your existing desktop. And if it looks, acts, and feels just like your standard machine does, you're probably a pretty good VDI candidate. And we've got a lot of other tools that can help you kind of scale that out as you move forward.
Very cool. Now, here's a kind of a trick question. I've heard or I've been reading a little bit about persistent desktops versus non-persistent desktops. So, like, in a sentence, what's the difference between those two?
So, really, it's a matter of whether you're targeting users to one desktop all the time or whether you're just giving them one desktop out of a group of machines that all look the same. So, for example, for a call center user, they may not actually need different sets of applications that are targeted just to them. They may just need one or two different tools, and it doesn't matter which desktop they go to. For engineering or for, programmers, they may need the same development environment each time with their own customized pieces, and we can send them to a persistent desktop, which always looks the same for them and allows them to make changes.
Very cool. Very cool. So, I mean, I can kind of see how, you know, VDI assists us in, you know, addressing some of the security challenges, kind of gives us some new ways to manage our desktop populations, makes our kind of existing IT, you know, more agile, if you will. So, you know, where would you suggest people, you know, visit for more information on VDI?
Well, so since the release of our new product, we've got tons of great information out there on the VMware website, and probably the best place to start is with vmware.com/products/VDI. And from there, you'll be able to check out some great white papers, download an evaluation of the different pieces of software that are associated with it, and really see some other case studies of customers that have had some success with it already.
Great. Hey, thanks again, Todd. I wanted to thank everyone out there for tuning in this week and listening to this VMware podcast. For more information, visit vmware.com/products/VDI, and be sure to check out our VDI TCO calculator to find out how virtual desktops can work for you. Tune in next week where we'll be chatting with Ty Schwab from Blackhawk Technology Consulting. They're an early adopter of both VDI and ThinStall, and we're going to chat about their actual in-house deployment of VDI and some specific customer success stories as well. So from sunny Palo Alto, California, thanks for joining us.